Blog Talk Radio.
Hey there, and welcome back to the Lisa Lisa Show. This is Lisa Lisa speaking to you live from the home front, carless and at home. So I dropped my car off early this morning, and I have to say, humidity level out there is stifling. Can we just set that to stifling? There is so much humidity out in the air. It's like ridiculous. And last night it was so chilly. Yes, it was chilly. In my book, chilly. That it was like you couldn't put the air on unless you dropped it down to like 60 or something degrees. So as disgustingly humid as it was, and yes, I'm not a fan of humidity. I think we all know that, especially with my Jufro, you know, so in full bloom. And I think I straightened my hair like crazy yesterday. I had an art opening last night. So humidity is like off the chart. And it's not even, like, hot enough. So today, finally, for the first time in God knows how long, we've had hot weather. You know, this weekend was Pride weekend. It was a very big weekend in the gay community. So love won. Everybody can get married anywhere, whatever. So one of my friends who I ran into in the street said to me, I'm kind of sad now it's over because we have nothing left to fight for. I thought that was very funny. And I was thinking, well, transvestites are just beginning, so... It's all relative, right? So she said, now we're all like everybody else. Are we really like everybody else? I don't think I'm like anybody else, and I don't think that anybody is like anybody else. So we had this conversation, too. A couple of my friends went out with me for sushi on, I don't even know what night it was. I guess it was Monday. And... We were talking about how everybody is unique and I said everybody is unique and special and different. And one of my friends said, no, we're not all unique and special and different unless you're special needs. And then he was making fun of me. And I was like, you know, honestly, I think that everybody is unique and special. And then he said, well, then nobody is unique and special. And I said, well, then that's how you have it. But there are differences between us, and at the same time, we're all exactly the same. You know my theory. Different views of the water in the same boat. There you go. Anyway, so, yeah, very big weekend for gay community. And, you know, it was actually, Friday night was the best weather. So I was out Friday night, and the Freedom Tower was lit up beautifully, and I saw it, I noticed it, and I pointed it out, and then everybody started taking pictures of it. I did not drag out my phone. I did not take pictures. I enjoyed it in life, in real life, in real time. And then somebody sent me pictures, and I said, okay, well, now I have the memory. So there you have it. I would always rather do things in real time, in real life, and remember them and experience them than have to have, you know, one or two pictures is okay, but I don't need hundreds and hundreds of pictures depicting where I'm not watching what's going on and I'm just filming it. And then here's the ironic thing about, you know, filming it and whatnot. When do you actually go and look at those videos? When do you watch those little films that you've made? Now, I've watched a lot of fireworks in my time, and I have to say I used to stop and take pictures here and there. And every now and then, there's like one or two pictures that are like really outstanding. And I never really did anything with them, but I do a lot of photography. And I never did anything with them. And I always think I could, I should, I would, but I don't. So, long story end, you know, people do what they do. And love the smell of roasting peppers. It's just one of the best smells on the planet. So it's like, you know, you're watching this and you're there experiencing it, but do you really want to just film it? Because you never go back and watch the films. That's the point. So you never really go back and watch. And I always think that that's really funny. Someone's kind of like, Anyway. So as you all know, I was in a little fender bender last week. And my insurance company... Geico is having a problem getting in touch with the cab company's insurance company. Go figure. Yeah, I'm so shocked. Yes, I'm very shocked. oh my God, really? That doesn't surprise me in the least. You know, anything that can go wrong will go wrong, right? So they're having a problem getting in touch. Now, I'm going to be responsible, but I'll be reimbursed, is what they're telling me. So they're going to fight on my behalf and go after them. And so I took the car this morning to a body shop, and I was telling him the story, and he was like, yeah, it's better to go this route and let your insurance hash it out than you try to go through them and recoup, you know. He said, at least you'll get the work done. So since I'm, you know, going to be out of town anyway, it all works to my advantage that I don't have to worry about parking the car. So, yeah, that's one little tiny hurrah, you know. So you say, oh, yay, good. Okay. So I dropped the car, and I don't know. It's just been so crazy. There's so much going on. And, well, like I said, this weather's been really, really insane. So I ran into this woman today, and she was telling me that she, you know, ran her air conditioning last night. I was like, you couldn't make it cool enough. She said, oh, yes, I put it on 60. And I'm thinking, you know, you go into any building, anywhere that you work, and they just air condition the heck out of it, and it makes it unpleasantly cold. So I was hanging out with another friend of mine, ended up having breakfast with, and she's telling me the same thing, you know, gave her a hug, hello, and she's actually warm, and I'm cold, because there was air conditioning running in the car. Not my car, not my air conditioning. Anybody that knows me well would attest to the fact that I never really put on the air conditioning, unless humidity is so bad or it's raining so hard that it's just unbearable humidity, I don't mind the heat. And I think we all know that. I'm kind of like the heat miser. And it's funny because I have three brothers, and two like it really cold, and two, my one brother and myself, like it hot. I think that's very funny. But nobody ever condemns him for liking it hot. Very funny. I get the, what's wrong with you? I'm like, what's wrong with me? There's nothing wrong with me. I like it the way I like it. Isn't that the way it goes? Anyway, so speaking of pet peeves, so there's another thing that's really bothering me. Now that, like, they're making pot legal every which way, all you smell walking down the streets in New York City is marijuana everywhere. And I can't even tell you, first of all, if you know me well, you know how much I love marijuana. I cannot stomach the smell. It's like you can't go outside and have fresh air. It's just, it's so crazy. When did all of this change? It's like, you know, it used to be really bad. You'd walk around and people would be smoking and you'd smell their cigarettes. Or you get behind someone, or you're driving in a car behind someone, and all you ever smell is the cigarettes. Now it's like marijuana everywhere. It's like I find that I'm holding my breath all over the place. Yes, that's correct. That's what I said. Holding my breath. I can't stand it. I've never been a fan. And I'm not going to become one now. I don't care if it's legal or not, but I have to tell you, the fact that everybody's smoking it every which way. You know, here's the funny thing. All right, so I'm not a fan of drugs. I've never been a drug user. I've never done anything. I'm probably pretty naive when it comes to all of that stuff anyway. But if you meditate and you want to attain enlightenment, one of the things they tell you is you have to be in a very level head. If you're altering your state, then you're not going to reach your goal. That's all I'm saying on that. That's all I'm going to say. You know, you don't want to drink, and you don't want to do drugs. You want to be in a clear head, and I don't know. Enough said. Do I say that? Enough said. Yeah, it's really getting to me. I can't stand walking down the street in certain places, everywhere. Everywhere. It really is everywhere. Overwhelming, and I'm not enjoying it. So anyway. So that's my feeling and my thought on that subject. Whoops, wrong thing. So as we're standing here and speaking, I'm roasting peppers and I'm making guacamole. And I had an art opening last night. So now this was the second art opening in a week. And I have to say the turnout for the first one, I think it was better than I expected. And I only wanted to leave after I got there. It was really funny because everybody's like, you always want to leave. I'm like, yeah, well, you know, there's just so much you can take. But I have to tell you, at that first show, the lighting on my artwork, I guess there's really something to be said about working in a dark space. And it's not dark because I light it fairly well. In fact, it's hot in there because of all the light. But it's not natural light. Well, I have to say, the show that was in Great Neck, that will be hanging for the entire summer, as will the show in Port Washington, that's going to hang for a while as well. So both shows are up for a while. So if you didn't make it out last night or Thursday, you can go and see them anytime through August 15th at Witt & Wim in Port Washington, and anytime all summer through September at the Great Neck Art Center, which is where I teach faculty show. So I guess I don't have to really say too much more about that because I think we all know how I feel. Doesn't everybody always know how I feel? Well, I have a radio show, and I do talk about how my feelings are. And so there you have it. How do I feel? Well, let's be honest. Am I ever anything other than honest? No. So you always get the straight shoot from me. Anyhow, that's all I'm saying. So my guac is made, and it's beautiful. So I learned something new about guacamole, about avocados, actually. The little tiny seed, the little stem at the front of the top, the way to tell if an avocado is ripe and ready is by popping off that little seed and looking at it. If it's brown, it's overripe. If it's green, it's not ripe. And if it's yellow, it's perfect. I love that. I just learned that. I'm like, ooh, that's so cool. So I learned something new, which is a good thing because I like to learn something new every day. So I'm roasting peppers, and it smells like heaven. That's a good thing. And, I don't know what else. So rainy, crazy weather. We're like in the tropics, except that it's not hot. Today is the first, like, hot day. And everybody's all like, oh, it's so hot today. And I'm like, okay, well, we're supposed to have hot weather, so it's summer. It is summer. So we had like 2 days of summer, and then it was like back to spring. So crazy. I don't know. You know, you can't complain about the weather. You can just live it, experience it, and say, well, it is what it is. And I will just deal with it. I don't really deal with it very well, though. I have to say, I like it hot, not humid. People seem to confuse that when they think I like it hot. They think humidity. Well, I straighten my hair. Do you think I like humidity? No, because then my hair gets all kinky and, like, fly away. If I go curly, it still fly away. So no humidity, just hot, okay? Now, I'm not talking desert hot where it's, you know, dry, but at bay. Let's say humidity at 50% or you know, 60, you know, less than 50. 50% or less is okay. Anything above 50% is kind of not so good. And right now I think it's like 110% but not raining, which is kind of crazy. It's so overcast. It's definitely going to downpour, and it did this morning. So I can't sleep these days. And this morning I woke up somewhere around 3:30. I don't want to say 3:15 because then it makes you think of Amityville Horror. And it wasn't 3:15, it was a bit later. So I wake up around 3:30, and I cannot go back to sleep. I mean, like, I am so awake, and I'm trying really hard not to get out of bed and walk around. But because technology is upon us, and everybody is so technologically ensconced, I grabbed my phone and I started, like, reading emails and stuff, and I have, like, over 10,000 emails again. I need a secretary. I need somebody that will go through my email and just clean it up because I don't want to do that. I don't want to be the one. So I find that really funny. So I was rooting around my email and trying to, you know, read stuff, and some of the things that came in were important, but other things are like, you know, just junk. I get so much junk. I think it's because I'm an artist and I'm on all these art lists. And then they sell your information, and then I get inundated with product sales and mortgages and you name it. It's ridiculous stuff. Mickey Mouse, ridiculous. And I don't have the patience to go through. And everybody says, you put it on search and then you delete them all in one shot. Well, it takes hours. And for some reason, it doesn't always delete. So it's kind of annoying as it is. Anyway, so that's what I was doing until almost 5 o'clock this morning. And then at like 7 o'clock this morning, I was so tired that I actually felt sick. I was like going, I just cannot get up. So that was kind of really crazy. So that was my night and my morning at the moment. That's how my night went, yes. So I'm roasting very, very hot peppers. I'm roasting, it's not a serrano, but it's in that family. It's a really hot red pepper. And then the chili peppers that are the long ones, they look like banana peppers, but they're not banana. They're hotter. I eat banana peppers straight away. I just kind of open them up and eat them. And I love that. You know, it's one of those yummy good things. So, I don't know. I have a lot of things that I like. So that's one of them. It's in there. Oh, yes, that's a yummy good thing. I forgot to put some lemon in my guacamole. Give it a little shot of lemon. And then, of course, you have to put a little salt. Not that I'm a fan of salt, and I think everybody knows how I feel about salt in general, but if you put a little drop of salt, it really does something amazing with avocado. Forgot I had more avocado. I have so many avocados. So I went shopping, and then I'm like, I haven't been home, and I'm like, oh, it's all going to go to waste. So tonight I'm going to have a friend over, and we're going to try to, like, clean out my fridge. Oh, what are we going to do tonight? Clean out my fridge. Let's just try to eat everything that's in there. There you go. And what we don't eat, you can take. That's the deal, right? It's funny because my mother does that. So my mom will come to town, and when she's getting ready to leave, she'll be like, Lisa, you have to come over. I'm going to go over. And she's like, you have to take all this food. I'm like, okay. So I always think that that's funny, and I'm sort of kind of doing the same thing now. Yeah, so there you go. Should I be saying that I'm going away? It's not a long trip. I'm not actually going for a long time, but it's really for the 4th of July. But I just don't want to leave the greens in the fridge because they've been there. And even though it's just over the weekend, I'm kind of thinking, somebody else will enjoy that. So there you have it. So I had these art openings. All right, so the one in Port Washington last night, here's the funny thing. And I love this, you know. So you have a show and you're told something sells all the time without fail. Now, I've heard this many times. And there were a lot of people in the show last night. And I think that what happens is when you put too many artists in a show, too much artwork, too much varied artwork, let's be more specific, I think that it kind of overstimulates the viewer. And so now they become, even though you like what you like, I think that it's a little overwhelming and it makes it kind of hard to hone in and say, well, this really jives with me. So she said to me, we sell something all the time. Usually we have a sellout. We always sell something. And I'm like going, cool, that's cool. So of course nothing sold last night, nothing. And I was like, yeah, but there was a lot of interest. And the show will be up for a while, so we'll see. And like I think I said, it's going to the Helen Keller Foundation. So it's a fundraiser. So the money goes to a very good cause. And so if you're interested, you can find it on my Facebook page, actually. And very, very, very affordable. In fact, everything is very affordable in this show. I think that's the point. You know, when you're trying to do something for a fundraiser, you want to make it as easy and painless as possible. That's the story, Morning Glory. Anyway, so I had a little adventure on Monday. So I was out with some friends, and one of my friends lost something. So I ended up driving all over Brooklyn trying to find an envelope. I found this really funny, but we didn't find it. And we ended up just going back to his studio, and he just, you know, took care of business, canceled everything, and then reordered. But it was so funny to me because it was like, I thought it was going to be such an early evening, and it turned out to be so much later because I went on this adventure. I like that. I like a good adventure every now and then. It's a good thing, you know, something to do, right, because I don't have enough to do. So I have to tell you, it's like the days have gotten away from me. So Tuesday I wanted to be in the studio, but because I was in this little fender bender, so I think I told you last week Tuesday I was in a fender bender. I mean, who lets somebody out of their car without looking? I don't let anyone out of my vehicle without me personally checking and telling you, or them, euphemistically you, it's okay to get out. I don't care if I'm parked on the sidewalk. I mean, if I'm parked and they're getting out, I don't care. I look. I don't let anybody out of my car any which way. Just the nature of the beast, that's how I go, that's how it goes. So I'm driving past this cab, and the passenger opens the door like a beast. Like all of a sudden he's got somewhere to go. Now here's the crazy thing. The cab driver pulled up directly in front of his house. But rather than pulling up on the side where the passenger was, he pulled up on, you know, the passenger side, but the guy, I don't know however it went, but the guy was behind him and was getting out on the street side instead of the curb side. And all I'm thinking is, like, how do you let somebody out of your car without, you know, telling them? So I think I went through all of this, and I told you that the police were really nice, and I ended up chatting with both of them. And, you know, I think I got home at, like, 1:30 in the morning. So I pick up the police report on Friday, and now we can't get in touch with their insurance company, so all the details, right? So I already did this in the beginning of the show. So all I'm thinking is, like, how could just a door slamming into your car while you're barely moving do so much damage? Well, I have to tell you, it did a lot of damage. And so I've been running around trying to take care of, you know, getting my car fixed and all squared away and, you know, just all these various things. So finally, it looks like that's a done deal. So the car is going to be squared away, and I haven't had time to get to, that's what I was talking about, getting to the studio. So I'm working on a painting that really should have been finished already, and I have a couple of people that are actually interested in it. Such a nice feeling. I can't even tell you what that feels like. Fabulous. Okay, fabulous. Let's say fabulous. It's fabulous. Anyway, so I have a couple of people that are interested, and we'll see what happens. You know, I'm always hopeful. You know me, forever hopeful, always hopeful, eternally hopeful. I guess that's a great thing about me, eternally hopeful. Eternally hopeful. So always an optimist and always hopeful. So so I wanted to work on this painting, and now it's all detailed. So if I'm working for too long, it's too wet and I can't work on it. And I know people make a joke and they laugh about that, but the truth is where I'm working and how I'm working, it's all detailed. So I finished the painting already like a week ago, and it's not done. So it's finished but not done. Or it's done but it's not finished. Yeah, that's it. It's done but it's not finished. So it's all detailed now. And, you know, isn't that all that life is, all the details, all about the details? So I've been trying really hard to get to the studio and work on it because, you know, all the paint is on my palette. And, you know, you go away for a day or two and it dries a little. And you go, you come back and you wet it. And it just keeps on drying in the paint. And I'm trying really hard to finish this because I like it done because I'm already in my head on the next painting. And the show, okay, so this is where I was going. The show that's in in Great Neck, one of my most recent paintings is in that show. And seeing it in the light outside of my studio, I think I started to say this before, I never really got there. So even though I have a lot of light in my studio, I don't have any natural light. There's no daylight. I have no windows. So to look at the artwork in light that's really good lighting and that there's natural light around as well because it's much more airy space, I can't begin to tell you how great the blues look. Like, there's so much depth. They really look like it's supposed to be water. It looks like water. And it's really cool. So I'm looking at it, I'm like going, wow, it looks really great in this light. So I want to get the other painting out so I can look at it outside. Now, I have to tell you, this is not a phenomenon. This isn't something that just only happens once in a while. All of my paintings, when they get outside and they're in real light, look amazing. That the colors really pop. And we all know that I'm already an expressionist. So all the colors that I use are all intense. There's no earth tones. It's all intense color. It's all the same. Oh my God. Hello. Complementary colors and bright, bright, vivid colors. Saturation, you know, all the way. It's like you can recognize my paintings no matter what because of my palette. And it's always just bright, bright, bright. There's no, aside from black and white, there's no earth tones, you know, so nothing's muted ever. So I can't wait to get this painting outside and see what it looks like in the light, because I remember the first time I did one of my red encaustics, and it was all homemade paint. So it was blood, it was roses, it was all sorts of stuff. And I got it outside, and I took a picture of it in natural light, and I was like, oh, my God, the depth of the reds were so intense. So the depth of the blues in this painting are so intense. It's just, it's really, really cool. So I can't wait to see what this newest painting is going to look like, you know, in the same, yeah, so that's where my head is. That's what I'm thinking. That's all I'm trying to say. That's all I'm trying to say. I think this is done. Wow, 90 seconds. 90 seconds. So, yeah, it's just one of those interesting things, you know. It's just the way it goes. So, anyway, on that note, I want to wish everybody a happy, healthy 4th of July. And, yeah, have a really excellent, fabulous time. Enjoy the fireworks. I love fireworks, and it's always one of those things that I've always really enjoyed. So, yeah, I'm looking very, very forward. I'm looking very forward to the 4th of July, and I'll be with my family, so it's all good. So happy, healthy 4th of July. Be safe, enjoy, blah, 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 blah. That's it. I guess that's all. So this is Lisa Lisa of the Lisa Lisa Show saying thank you so much for listening, and enjoy the warm weather. I believe it's going to be really warm. Thank God. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend. Bye.